الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي علم وأنعم وهدانا بالقرآن للتي هي أقوم، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمد عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله، فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون، وقال الله عز وجل: يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات، وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. We praise and we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Him for all of His blessings and bounties. The one who has taught us, the one who has bestowed knowledge and guidance upon us, the one who has shown us the path back to the gardens of paradise, the one to whom we shall all return, the one to whom we submit and surrender. May also the peace and blessings be upon the noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and upon his noble family, and upon the beautiful companions, and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. My respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal shower upon you all on this blessed and noble day of Jumu'ah, and the sincerity and the efforts that you have exerted thus far and the attendance that you have made here, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means for your forgiveness, for your transformation, for your purification, and for your success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Over the last 2 weeks on Jumu'ah, we discussed a very important topic, the quintessential pillar of our deen, which is the salah, the importance of connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prioritizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remaining connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and various other fada'il and benefits and virtues of the salah itself, and how it is and will be the distinguishing factor between us and others. And if we are successful in our salah, then we will also undoubtedly, insha'Allah al-Aziz, be successful in the other remaining pillars of Islam, as according to the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to remain steadfast and establish the prayer as is our duty, as is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, insha'Allah al-Aziz, we'll talk about something which is also connected to the salah, but is the key or the core to salah itself. As we learned previously on Jumu'ah, the key to Jannah is via our salah, and the key to your salah is via your wudu. But all of this also requires something more important, which is knowledge. You need to have knowledge, you need to have ilm of how to do wudu. You need to have the knowledge and the ilm on how to perform your salah, what to pray, how to pray, the kayfiyya, the hal, the state, the talaffuz, the tajweed, the tilawa, all of this requires ilm. And not just ilm, but also acting upon that ilm as well. And then perfecting that ilm also. It's a very important thing to understand. Because when our deen was explained by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said it is to have iman, and then to establish your Islam, and then to excel towards ihsan. So you have iman, Islam, and ihsan. So all of us can say we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. It is a belief system. It doesn't require you to do anything. You have it in your mind, you have it in your heart, you're a Muslim. You want to take the effort to profess that on your lips and your tongue, then you're still a Muslim. Even if you don't outwardly share it, you're still a Muslim. But then the next step of that is to take that belief and to combine that with ilm. And the ilm is that which teaches us how to pray our salah, how to give our zakah, how to perform our siyam, how to perform our hajj. That is all of the ilm, which is taking your iman and putting it into practice. That ilm which makes your iman beneficial. And then we don't just stop at that ilm, but we excel in our ilm and we go towards the state of ihsan. So ilm is a very, very important thing, and it is necessary for all of, and it's a prerequisite for all of our acts of ibadah, for our Quran, for our sunnah. Everything requires ilm. Ilm of the Arabic language, ilm of tafsir, of tajweed, ilm of hadith, and all of these things, it requires beneficial knowledge. And it is knowledge that we understand, that we practice, that makes it beneficial for us, that allows us to transform, become better. Or it is that same knowledge that we ignore, and that knowledge will become a means for our failure in this dunya and also in the hereafter. So knowledge is the cornerstone of a nation and also of an individual. If you see a person, as they say, you know, this is an uneducated person, an illiterate person, or this person has never studied, then you don't respect that individual in the same manner. Knowledge is what transforms a person in the way that you carry yourself, in the way that you conduct yourself, the way that you behave. That knowledge that we receive from the Quran and Sunnah is how to transform our akhlaq, how to communicate and interact with our elders, with our youngsters, how to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to recite the Quran, how to follow the Sunnah, how to behave socially, economically, financially, emotionally, every single way. That is all the knowledge which is given to us by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to transform us and to make us better. But if that knowledge does not transform you, i.e. you do not act upon that or understand that, then what is the benefit of you having that knowledge? What is the benefit of you just having that iman if you're never going to practice your iman and establish your Islam or excel towards your ihsan? It's just like a person who studied all of the books of medicine, but he doesn't know how to treat a patient. He doesn't know what to do in an emergency. He doesn't know how to do CPR. What's the benefit of studying all of those things? It's like having the knowledge that we know that a red light means you have to stop. But in spite of that, we will drive through. What will happen? You will inevitably come to your own destruction, to your own halak, towards your own nuksan, by not following that knowledge that you have been given of stopping at a red light, of not touching fire, of staying away from danger, of all of these things. The knowledge which transforms you and protects you and makes you better and also improves the lives of other people that are around you. So knowledge as an individual transforms a family and a community and a society and the entire nation. So it is the cornerstone of a nation and the foundation to its progress and the foundation to its success and prosperity. It is based on knowledge. Imagine today we go back to the old ages, you know, back into hundreds and thousands of years. We didn't have knowledge of all of the things that we have today. How would our lives be? It would be very, very simple and very, very different. So knowledge is very, very important. It is more important than your wealth, and it is more important than your property that you accumulate and you pursue in your life. Wealth will diminish with time, and property will also diminish with time. Status, power, and fame will all come and go, but nobody can take the knowledge that is embedded within your heart or within your mind. That is solely yours. Nobody can take that away from you, and especially if you practice upon it, knowledge is something that will always increase. Always increase in its barakah, always increase in its reward, always increase in making you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and transforming you and making you better. This is a very important thing for us to understand, because that knowledge is something that we fail to seek on an active basis. We just learn what we've learned during our formative years when we were young, and that's it, we're just practicing all of those basic things, but we're not improving our knowledge or excelling in our knowledge or getting better and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a shame, because the very first command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the ummah, gave the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, gave humanity, was iqra, bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, to read, to go and seek knowledge and understand, but do so not just for yourself, not just for society or for wealth or fame or accolades or degrees and all of these things, but do it to understand who you are, understand who is your creator, understand what he created and understand what he expects from you. Do it in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would constantly do dua, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, which is there embedded within the Qur'an, O Allah, increase me in knowledge. But not just any type of knowledge of geography and math and science and all of these other arbitrary subjects that we have, but knowledge which is beneficial. Knowledge which benefits you as an individual, makes you better and transforms you. If knowledge does not make you a better individual, then what's the purpose of that knowledge? So that's why he will always ask the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi', that not just any type of knowledge, but knowledge which is beneficial, knowledge which is transformative, knowledge which improves me and makes me better as an individual, and then my family, my community, and a nation as well. The reason why I say this is because it is the core to all of our practical aspects of our deen, the sha'air of our deen, the pillars of our deen. And if we don't focus and study our deen, our knowledge, then inevitably what will happen? We'll end up practicing the wrong things, we'll end up harming ourselves, or if we have no knowledge, then that person is also dangerous, because he'll always do the wrong things, because he has no knowledge of a particular subject or science or field. But if you have a little bit of knowledge, that is also a bit dangerous, because you do not understand the entire picture. You don't have a holistic understanding of the subject or the area, and then you end up saying, this is right and this is wrong, and then you do, you know, more some damage as well via that. Also, having knowledge but not acting upon that knowledge is equally dangerous as well. So have knowledge, but have a breadth of knowledge and a depth of knowledge, and continue to study throughout your life, not just once in a while, once a year when something or calamity happens, or when you're required to learn something. Constantly be in a mode of learning. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ did throughout his life, and he taught throughout his life, and the Sahaba Ikram had this eagerness to continuously learn and increase their knowledge to become better individuals. So this is a very important subject for just us, but also our children who are returning back to their colleges, returning back to their universities. They need to ask themselves, what do they want to achieve from gaining that particular knowledge? How will that knowledge make them a better individual, a better Muslim, a better son, a better neighbor, a better friend, a better sibling? How will they improve with that knowledge? Or is that knowledge just a means to an end to get more money, to get a title, to get a certificate, just to have a more comfortable and easier life? Knowledge has to transform you and benefit you and bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because all knowledge, قُلْ كُلُّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who taught Adam alayhi salam everything, and everything that we have is from our forefather Adam alayhi salam. We extrapolate and we learn and we expand on that basic knowledge that we retrieve from our parents and our grandparents, etc. So knowledge is a very important thing, and our children need to make the right decisions on what type of knowledge they are pursuing, and how it will either bring them closer to their deen and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or bring them further away. Depending on what field you go in, yes, it may be a very lucrative field, yes, it may be worthwhile, but if that field takes you away from your daily salah, if that field prevents you from giving your zakat because you're earning so much, if that field prevents you from performing your hajj, performing your duties and ihsan towards your parents and being there, then what is the benefit of that deen? What is the benefit of that knowledge that you have acquired if it has ultimately taken you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your commands from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So no nation or individual can reach the highest status without learning and without seeking excellence in the dunya. But for us, we seek excellence for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we seek excellence for the hereafter, because those things that we learn, that we study, that we act upon, will give us reward in the dunya, they continue to benefit us when we were in our graves, and most importantly, they will benefit us when we return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. That are those who know equal to those who do not know. Only they will remember who are the people of understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is not just talking about all of the secular subjects that we see in this day and age. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do you really know who you are? Who your creator is? What your function and your role and your purpose here is in the dunya? And where you are going with your life? These are the people of understanding. These are the people of reflection. They are not the same as those people who are heedless and those people who are just pursuing the dunya and just living their life of 40, 50, 60, 70 years. These people who truly know, they are preparing for eternity. They are preparing for their barzakh. They are preparing for their return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are preparing for the day of Qiyamah. They are preparing to be in Jannat al-Firdaus. They are preparing to be with the Nabiyeen and the Salihin and the Siddiqeen and the Mursaleen. These are the people of understanding. So this is really a very important question that we need to ask ourselves. How much knowledge do we have? How much knowledge do we seek? How beneficial is that knowledge to us? How much do we act upon that knowledge? And is that knowledge bringing us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or taking us further away from Him? Ask your children that, yes, pursuing careers is good. Yes, having this ideal and this objective to achieve in your life is good. But where does that place you in comparison to where you need to be for eternity, for your return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Many people in this week gone by, 2, 3, 4 people have passed away in this particular town. What did they take with them? They did not take their degrees, they did not take their qualifications, their wealth or anything. If they took anything with them, it is their good deeds. Their good deeds which is based upon ilm, that ilm which made them better, that ilm which made them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ilm that they practiced and they taught to their children and taught to their family, and that becomes a sadaqah jariyah for them. Those are the things that are going back with them and nothing else. So it's a very important question that we need to ask ourselves and our children need to ask ourselves where they are going. Because ethnicity, status, honor and success in Islam is not based on who you are and your heritage and all of these things. It is your ilm and your practice upon that ilm, and that ilm which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that ilm which is beneficial, which is taught to us by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you, those who have believed amongst you and those who are given knowledge. So all of us believe, there is no doubt, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise us in comparison to the kuffar. This is the first stage. You will be raised in comparison to the kuffar, to the non-believers and the mushriks, etc. That is stage one. But the next stage, which is where we need to be in our lives, وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Then those people who have been given knowledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who acquired the knowledge of the deen and practiced that knowledge, then they will be given higher statuses and greater status and greater degrees. So we can't just stop at, we believe in Allah, آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه, towards the end and say, that's it, our job is done. Seek your knowledge. Perfect your knowledge, excel in your knowledge, act upon your knowledge, benefit yourself and benefit your community, and then you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises you in the dunya, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most importantly will raise you in the hereafter. So acquiring knowledge, then acting upon that knowledge and teaching knowledge are one of the greatest deeds that a person can do in the dunya, and that will even continue to benefit him in the hereafter. As the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has recorded in Sahih al-Bukhari, that when a person dies, then all of his deeds come to an end except for three. One, which is on giving charity. So he had that knowledge given to him by the Qur'an and Sunnah. He understood that knowledge and he acted
acted upon that knowledge and he started sadaqah jariyah during his life, whether he dug up a well or a pump or a masjid or anything else of that form of charity, he started that, and as long as that continues and perpetuates, he will receive that reward in his grave and also on the day of Qiyamah as well. Beneficial knowledge, ilm nafi' for himself, that he understood and he acted upon, and he shared that with his family and they act upon that as well, and that continues to grow for him on the day of Qiyamah, and a righteous son who prays for him. Unfortunately, I've come across many children, many families where their parents did not learn the deen themselves. Or if they did learn it, they did not impart that deen or the necessity of that deen towards their children. And when those parents pass away, they're just buried and forgotten about. Nobody bothers to go towards the graveyard. Nobody bothers to remember them, or do dua for them, do tawbah for them, do istighfar for them, or fulfill all of their final rites for them. They just say, that Baba Marga, and Marga, that's it. Let's live our life. But our ilm is interconnected, and it's there because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us to live a more holistic life. So if you look at the Muslim countries, Guinea-Bissau, Africa, Mali, and lots of countries in Africa, also in Asia, Pakistan, etc., the literacy rates are very, very low. Even though we have so many madaris and so many forms of education, now it is increasing. But how much of that knowledge is beneficial knowledge? How much of that knowledge is transformative, makes you a better human being, a person that you want to look at, that you want to engage with? Or do you constantly be angry and ready to fight and ready to gossip and argue and do all of those things? Where are we now in comparison to where the Sahaba Ikram were? Where are we now to where the golden age of Islam was, where the great scholars of Islam dedicated their entire life to unravel the mysteries of the Quran and Sunnah, and then to provide solutions for the Ummah of wudu and transporting of water and making soap, and with the eyes, and Khwarizmi and Ibn Khaldun and various other scholars that we know of, they did so much because they took that beneficial knowledge and they acted upon that and they shared that with their community as well. So we live in a society where we really need to make sure that our children understand there are three particular concepts towards knowledge. One concept, which is the idealists, which is like Plato, etc., they say it's just an intangible world that we live in. A material world does not truly exist. It's just a world of ideas and forms, etc. This is the life. So you can go into that kind of field and just say everything is kind of like that. Or you have the materialistic notion of knowledge, the Marxists, like John Stuart Mill, David Hume, etc., where they say, no, everything that you acquire, it has to be tangible. You have to be able to sense it and to feel it and to extrapolate it and quantify it. If it's physical, then it's true. If it's not physical, anything else, then we won't accept it. But our deen is the balance. And this is what we fail to understand. Our deen teaches us there is a realm that we do not truly understand. Alimi arwa, there is a realm, there are heavens, there are angels, there are so many other things that are beyond our comprehension. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوْتِيْتُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They ask you about the ruh, say it is a command and order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're not being given much knowledge regarding that. So there is a world beyond our fathom, beyond our comprehension and understanding, but we believe in that world. We're not just on one side, but we also understand, and we are taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how we come into the material world, into the real world, and we can see with our eyes. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you hearing, gave you sight, gave you all of these things that you can understand and reflect and reason, see that you have both of these things to comprehend, the material world and the immaterial world, or the intangible world which is beyond our comprehension. But only when we return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will we truly understand the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking about. But the world that we are living in, it focuses our children and the mind of our children on everything that is just in front of them. Don't think about God, don't think about angels, don't think about anything else which you can't see and quantify. Just think about what is real in front of you and say, that's it, fine. This is how I'm going to live my life. So we need to make sure that the way that we acquire knowledge, and we acquire knowledge in the most comprehensive way, and we understand knowledge and act upon that knowledge in the best of manners. So as our children return to universities and to their colleges, they really need to seek that ilm nafi', beneficial knowledge, but knowledge which transforms them and makes them better, as a human, as an individual, but also most importantly brings them closer to their deen, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, teachers have a huge duty in that regard, parents have a huge duty in that regard as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to fulfill our responsibilities towards all of those people that we are accountable for, especially parents who are accountable towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their children, and to make sure their children do not suffice just with amantu billah, but they practice their deen and their Islam, and they continue to learn their Islam, and they excel in their Islam, and they get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.